And it's Tuesday morning around 7:20. It's actually 7:19, so we can fudge just a little bit. And welcome in Dennis Willingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. His weekly program is Car Care Tips. Good morning. How you doing, Dennis?
I am fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. We're right here rolling along on a Tuesday morning. You said today you wanted to talk about something that perhaps a lot of us really don't consider when we go in to getting a repair job done. You said you got some do's and don'ts that we should be aware of. What do you have?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about some things that you shouldn't do and things you can do to get your car repair or your vehicle repaired as efficiently and at the lowest cost.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start out on the positive side. If the best thing you could do if you're having a problem with your car is to pinpoint the symptoms, what's the vehicle doing or not doing, as the case may be, and approach it from that angle. You know, we have all kinds of diagnostic tools that we can use to pinpoint the problem. Regrettably, lots of folks try to do that themselves. They'll go online or they'll Google the problem they're having and try. And they'll come in and they'll say, I want this or that done. And I think folks do this in trying to avoid the diagnostic fee. And, you know, quite often what their solution that they've found online is, it's not really what's wrong with the car.
Mm.
You know, the best way to approach a repair is to do the diagnostics. Really, a lot of folks don't like diagnostic fees, but they really save you money because it enables us to go in and use our equipment to pinpoint what's wrong with the vehicle and to give you an estimate on what it'll cost to fix it. If this way, and if by some chance we miss it and that's not the problem, we take it on ourselves to continue searching until we do pinpoint the problem. So it's money well spent. It's some money up front that saves you some money on the back end.
And we use the analogy quite often of the doctor's office. If your physician orders a set of profiles, you know, blood work or this sort of thing, well, you go ahead and get it done because it allows him to better understand the results to help you.
That's a good analogy. Actually, that is the case. And lots of times we'll even have folks bring a part in that they've gone through this process and they've decided that this is what the car needs, and they'll bring a part in. And regrettably, quite often, these are parts that they've bought at a discount auto parts place.
Mm.
And we don't use discount auto parts. We just can't afford to. You know, we offer a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty on our repairs, and we just can't afford to use discount parts and have that warranty. And really, for the difference, it's, you know, there's a reason that these parts are cost less than regular OEM parts. They're not made as well. And quite often, even if that is the problem, a discount part will not fix the vehicle.
Mm.
So it's best to let us determine, one, what's wrong with the vehicle, and two, order you a good quality OEM part that we can install on the vehicle to get it running right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a mighty good plan there, too. I like what you said first off to sort of open the conversation here. You said be aware of your vehicle, and if something seems a little bit out of line or a little strange to you, don't just toss it off as, you know, oh, well, the weather's acting up or something. But go ahead and I try to take a note of it so I can have it ready when I take it into my mechanic and allow the technician to do.
That's right. That's a good rule, really. All the time is whenever you're in your vehicle, be aware of what's going on. Listen for sounds. You know, one of the things that really happens this time of year is the temperatures are colder. Everybody's shut up in the vehicle And they're not aware sometimes of some noises or some trouble signs that can be going on with the vehicle that they're not hearing in the passenger compartment. It's not a bad idea every once in a while, even with the colder temperatures, to roll down the window a little bit and listen to what's going on. Is there a brake squealing, or is there a thumping sound, or something that is a sign of problems to come? So that you can go ahead and get it taken care of.
In Kingsport, not far from where I live in downtown Kingsport, beside Powell's, there's a one-block street beside Powell's there, and you can drive along there. And if you do slowly, okay, it's a one-way street. It's really kind of an alleyway. It's behind the old post office in downtown Kingsport. And it has a retaining wall on one side that you can drive beside. So if you drive slowly beside that retaining wall, you'll hear the echo from the wall of anything that could be definitely questionable about my car anyway. So that's one way I try to do that and help my mechanic, my technician, when it comes time.
Yeah.
There you go. So Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care. You've got great tips here, making sure that everything related to your repairs is done in ways that you won't come back later and say, "Ah, doggone it, I wish I'd had Dennis do that." Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care in Johnson City. Tell us about your store.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Thank you, sir, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Everybody be safe out there today.